following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The region quarterfinals. The game which pairs up the 64 remaining single-A basketball teams across the state of Tennessee has served as the exit point for the last two seasons of Clay County Bulldog basketball. None of the black, purple, and gold starters have played meaningful minutes beyond this round, and that's come as a shock to Bulldog Nation, who had seen their team advance to 7 out of 8 state tournaments prior to the region quarter woes. But as the calendar changes from February to March today, and as the longer, warmer, sunnier days of spring seemingly replace winter, so too, hopefully, will the Dogs change their recent early elimination status. To do so tonight, Rob Edwards and his 18-7 squad welcome into Joe Sims' gym a foe that began these 2 years of trouble, Knowledge Academies from Antioch. Yes, it's Chadwick Germany, the head coach who's brought his 8-13 Tigers on the near two-hour trip from their home located southeast of Nashville all the way to the heart of Bulldog country, where they play for the third time in 4 years in the Region 4A quarterfinals. Join us as the winners are going to go on and the losers are going to go home. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way, with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Aslock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show in our 24th overall basketball broadcast. of this 2025 season. For the sixth time already this postseason, we're calling Clay County basketball, and for the second night in a row, we're here at Joe Sims Gym for the Region 4A tournament. I'll be joined soon by Doug Strong for this boys' game. With me now is the man who would love to see these dogs advance to the region semis for the first time since 2022. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver. And, Thomas, that's just kind of strange to say that it's been 2 years since we've been to the region semis.
Yeah, it definitely is. And looking to change that here tonight as we sit high atop the visitor's bleacher two nights in a row here in the heart of Bulldog Country. You know, last night we witnessed the Clay County girls keep their season alive, and tonight we've got more elimination basketball you just talked about as the Dogs welcome in the Knowledge Academy Tigers for the Region 4A Boars quarterfinals. And as you chronicled and as we all know too well, Daniel, this is a matchup Clay County can't take lightly tonight.
Absolutely not. Last time around, we were district champs. They were 4 seed. This time a 2 and a 3 seed. So, you know, you can't ever tell with these unknown opponents in these one-off games if they get hot, you know.
No doubt. And again tonight, folks that can't be here will get to witness it all live thanks to the video sponsorship of the Bank of Salina. And we want to thank Russell West and all the friendly staff in downtown Salina and the entire Citizens Bank family for taking care of our TSSAA mandated fees that are associated with video here tonight. And we want to ask all of you watching to show your appreciation to the Bank of Salina along with all of our sponsors by going and doing business with them and thanking them for that. And Daniel, you know, we get people all the time, hey, what can we do to help you guys? Well, that's just it.
Yeah, do business with our sponsors. You know, that will secure the longevity of this thing.
They will. They allow it to be free to all you folks out there watching. And also, a special shout-out to our presenting sponsor this basketball season, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who are partnering with the Horizon Sports Network to spread their message to parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. We appreciate them and everyone. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about what will be in the newspaper as we hit up on the Dogs 7A title game with Pickett County. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show ahead of this boys Region 4A quarterfinal. Well, we're going to get a preview of what will be inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. The story will talk about how the Dogs finished as his District 7A runners-up after an 80-56 loss to Bigot County, where they hung with the Bobcats early before their rivals pulled away. The game was tied at 12 at the end of the first quarter, but Pickett County doubled up Clay County 24-12 in the second to go ahead 36-26 at the break. The Dogs then had no response in the third quarter and went on to suffer their third loss to the Bobcats this season. Lance Burchett did have a pretty good outing with 18 points. Cole Eads also into double figures with 12. Nate Adams joining them with 10 in his return. Nolan Adams 7, Hayden Adams 4, Isaiah Burnett 3, and Jake Copeland 2. Hopefully Clay County will have better results here tonight coming off that Pecos County loss. Folks, we'll be right back with much more as pregame show brought to you by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts as we get ready for Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals here on the Horizon Sports Network from Salina, Tennessee.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Kerman Exteriors Boys 4A update. Region 4A tournament. Of course, got started last night for girls. Today, the boys get their turn looking at District 7. Seeding coming out of the tournament. The champs, Pecos County, second place, Clay County, third place, Gordonsville, fourth place, Clark Range. District 8 has Joe Burns as their champion, East Robertson, the 2, Knowledge Academy is the 3 seed, and Merle Hyde, the 4, giving us 4 games between those 8 teams, all taking place today. Not sure if the others are tipping early. All of them originally scheduled for 7 o'clock. We're going to see Pecos County with their 21-6 record, hosting Merle Hyde, 14-13 on the season. East Robertson going to be hosting their 5-22, but they get to host the 7-10-11 Gordonsville Tigers. 19-6 Joe Burns hosts 16-15 Clark Range, and we got 18-7 Clay County, of course, right here, Doug, hosting 8-13 Knowledge Academy. So 4 contests that, I don't know, it's kind of clear-cut to me almost on each of them. What's your thoughts on the 4 games?
Well, if the teams come to play, then those will fall in line like that. You know, elimination games, all of the elimination games tonight, so it's who comes to play. If the top seeds come to play, they're in pretty good shape most of the time. I think Gordonville got a real good shot of winning over there.
Yeah.
Clark Range, they got hot, could win over there.
That's
so,
right. I would love to see that.
It wasn't proud to see a sweep, and it wasn't surprised to see 2-2 tonight. So just got to come out to ready to play. That's where it is right now.
Of course, the way the bracket's set up, the Pecos County Merle Hyde winner will take on the East Robertson Gordonsville winner. That'll be at 7:30 Tuesday night at Livingston Academy. The other leg of the bracket, Joe Burns Clark Range winner will play the Clay County Knowledge Academy's winner. That game will tip at 6 o'clock at Livingston Academy on Tuesday night. Just real quickly, want to mention the results of the girls last night that took place. Pecos County 115, Knowledge Academy's 14. Merle Hyde 44, Clark Range 63, East Rob 38, Gordonsville 30, Clay County 70, Joe Burns 20. So we have Pecos County and Clark Range, 7:30 tip Monday night, East Rob and Clay County 6 o'clock tip Monday night over at Livingston. That has been the 4A update. brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Minute and a half left here before this quarterfinal gets going. That means it's time on the H&H Hunter Equipment Parts pregame show for the full coverage final word. Well, we get Doug's last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Doug, I'll probably allude to it again before the night's over. 2 years ago, Knowledge in Clay County, in this gym, the dog season ended. How can we avoid that tonight?
You come out, set the tone early. I mean, we got to do what we do, set the tone early, get into your offense, defense, and be solid from the get-go.
Clay County, of course, coming off the loss against Pickett County. You've got to have a short-term memory, Thomas. Just forget about that. When it's over with, was not elimination. And prior to that game, Clay County had been playing some really good basketball.
Yeah, they really had. And, you know, they played well for one quarter of that contest, and then it was kind of that mental block against Pickett County that came back as the Bobcats pulled away. I agree with Doug. Get off to a fast start here tonight. Don't let Knowledge hang around and have a chance in this one late. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the return, the real return of the senior leader, Nate Adams, here tonight, guys. I think if we run through Nate early on like we're used to seeing, it's going to be special.
Sounds like a plan to me. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Strong and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark Insignia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll pause now at this time for the playing of the national anthem. Return with the starting lineups.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Region 4A quarterfinal. Knowledge Academies in Clay County about to get it on. That means it's time for the Gone Country Cafe to serve up the starting lineups here to wrap up the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. The Knowledge Academy Tigers out of Antioch, head coach Chadwick Germany, 8-13 record overall on the season. They are the 3-seed out of District 8. Knowledge going to be wearing their black travel jerseys today. Blue numbers on them, trimmed in orange. They do ride a one-game win streak into this contest from that District 8 consolation game. Starting four, Knowledge. Freshman number 3, Marcus Amos. Freshman number 11, A.U. Bobdy. Junior number 23, Jameson Amos. Junior number 10, Travis Campbell. And a senior number 5, Sylvanius Cole. The Clay County Bulldogs, number 2 seed out of District 7, 18-7 record on the year, one game losing streak coming into this contest. Head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall, 556 wins to 225 losses in his career. Clay County wearing those white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. starting four, Clay County, a junior number two, Cole Leeds, senior number three, Lance Burchett, junior number four, Nolan Adams, senior number 10, Nate Adams, and a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest for breakfast all day, weekday specials from 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get this one on. Winners go on, losers go home. Field of 64 teams going to get cut in half to 32 before Tuesday night's boys' region semifinals.
Yeah, heard a little atmosphere during the starting lineups there. I think the dogs are ready to go.
I think so. Felt good. Voice of the Bulldogs, here Joe Sims, Jim Jake Edwards, doing a... Not Jake, Tyler. Tyler Edwards doing a good job of that. I knew it sounded wrong. What happened on the tip there, Doug? Neither team came in control.
The tipper ain't allowed to touch it twice unless it hits the floor.
Ah.
It hit the floor, so they correct. You know, he called a violation, but it hit the floor, so he just corrected it right there.
Clay County with the possession. Lance Burchett, left wing, dribbles out top, working against the zone defense, maybe. Going to be Nolan now, left wing. Swings to Cole, over to Nate. Nate's three-pointer from the top of the key, no good. Rebound by Knowledge Academies. I'm glad that we've got the orange around the blue on the black jerseys. Hard to see the numbers, if not for that. Right now in the right wing of Cole, Coley. Name I remember from, I think, 2 years ago. So a veteran player is Sylvanius Cole. Three-pointer missed. I think Campbell missed on that three-point rebound, Clay County. Nate quickly back the other way, passes to Lance. 7-10 mark of the first, scoreless here. Clay County second possession already. Coach Edwards up. Oftentimes, he'll keep his seat for a while, Doug. This elimination atmosphere, a whole different level, though. And Nolan's doing a good job, just the team on the bench, creating a bit of an atmosphere with some cheering and stuff here.
Yeah, they haven't made this long trip for nothing, as
right.
They say. And, a very athletic team. You can see that from the jump. You see a deflection early on. Knowledge gaining control.
Knowledge with it. With that turnover, Cole kicks it in the corner to a teammate. Three-pointer taken in air ball. It was Marcus Amos who did not find the mark there. Rebound Cole Leeds. Cole to Lance. Lance at left wing. Going to dribble out top. I thought a zone, I guess just a straight man. I need to leave that stuff to you guys. Y'all are much better at that than I am.
Yeah, they're sagging off a little, but it is a straight man.
That's what got me at first with the sag and a foul. Lance Burge is going to go to the line to shoot free throws here. Dropped a couple of points of his percentage during that district tournament, down to 71% on the season. Still easily leads the team, though, in that category, and he misses his first here.
Yeah, kind of been, one of Clay County's Achilles heels this season, no doubt, is free throw shooting. And, other night I think we were less than 50% from the line, Doug. And, that's going to be hard to win tight games doing that.
Well, tournament time, you got to do those things very well, you typically, to keep advancing.
Lance hits the second, makes it 1-0. Clay in front, 6:20 mark of this first quarter. Knowledge with the basketball. Amos with it out top. Dishes off to Campbell at right wing, who's defended by Nolan. Head coach Chadwick Germany up. Not sure how long he's been at it with Dodge Academies. I think that is a different head coach than they had 2 years ago when they came here.
I think so, too.
Nice move on the inside. I believe Jamison Amos, the junior, with the first bucket and Knowledge with the 2-1 lead here. Good defensive effort by the freshman Marcus Amos as he works against Burchett. Lance kicks to Nolan. Nolan's three in and out. No good. Hayden fighting for the rebound. Goes out of bounds off his fingertips. Knowledge takes over with the one-point lead. 2-1. 5:43 mark of the first. Slow pace here in this contest. Clay County not putting pressure on. Allowing Knowledge to walk the ball up the court. Now they speed up in the half court. Spinning jump shot's good. That bucket coming off the fingertips of number five. That's Sylvanius Cole, the lone senior starter. Two freshmen, two juniors, and a senior. Starting for Knowledge. They're 8-13 on the season. Have wins over Dayspring Academy, Lighthouse Christian, Republic. STEM Academy. And East Robertson and Merle Hyde beat East Rob twice. Of course, that's a common opponent. Clay County also has beat East Rob's boys twice. Nolan Adams on the inbound play. He's fouled. Nolan going to go to the line to shoot.
Good little isolation play there because they cleared that out to get that one-on-one matchup there. And typically, the defense will sag another in there, and they didn't, so we got what we wanted right there.
Yeah, and Nolan kind of showing some post moves on that one with the reverse dunk.
Yeah, he's pretty nice at all facets, so that's pretty nice to see.
Hits the first, makes it 4-2. Second one's away. Connects on it as well. Nice fire there by Nolan, 57% shooter on the season. Knowledge going to send in a sub. Marcus Amos checking back in. AU Bobdy checking out. 5:15 and ticking first quarter.
Looks like Clayman went to their 2-3 right here.
Setting up in that zone. And here's the takeaway. Nolan with a steal. Line up that 2-3 zone all the way to the rack. No good on the shot. Could have been called goaltending perhaps. I'm no official, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely basket interference, I think, Doug.
It looked like it to me, too.
Jump shot, no good. Nolan collects the rebound. Comes the other way again. Misses the layup off the glass. Rebound Knowledge, the quicker pace, not producing points for either squad. Knowledge now throwing it out of bounds. And Clay County going to take back over. 4:45 mark of the first. 4-3. Knowledge in front by one.
Hey, still like the way Clay County's playing right here. Nolan taking to the rim good and hard. He's just got to get a couple finishes in there.
Lance Burchett walking across the timeline. Blows past the defender. 10-foot jumper from the elbow. No good. Another rebound by Knowledge. Clay County getting just one shot and done here on these offensive trips. Have yet to pull down an offensive rebound.
Yeah, and that was another thing in that Piggy County game. I hate to even say the number. Clay County got out-rebounded 33-18 against the Bobcats. And
2-1.
The trend's holding true here.
Three-pointer taken and hit by number 23. That's Jamison Amos, the junior. Knowledge with a two-possession lead, 7-3, halfway through this first quarter. Burchett with it, gives off to Nate Adams. Nate spins, comes to the free throw line, jump shot is going to be good. Rolled around it about four times around the cylinder.
Yeah. Nice little set, getting Nate a good looking shot right there.
Thomas, you called for a good game out of Nate. It's been a while since we've seen that signature contest from him, averaging 16.7 points on the season, but did not have that against Pickett the other night and had missed the two games prior.
Yeah, when the transition baskets aren't going like they have here early, that's who you go to. You go to the man, Nate Adams, in the half-court set, and that usually gets Clay County going, and it does there as Lance Burchett lays in another one, Daniel.
Ties the game up 7-7. 3:31 mark of the first. Timeout is taken.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Boys Region 4A quarterfinals here at Clay County High School, where the Dogs lead Knowledge Academy. I'm sorry, it's tied up 7-7 midway through this first quarter. This broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition with live video provided by the Bank of Solana. Knowledge gets the lead back, Daniel.
Big Mikey Jones coming in off the bench. Laying in from right block. Doug, easily the biggest player on the court is Jones.
Definitely.
Not only in height, but also in girth. Co-leads left corner, kicks out to Nate. Original five starters here for Clay County. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Knowledge the two-point lead, 9-7. Eads with it left side. Co had a good district tournament, particularly in that Gordonsville game. Several three-pointers hit by him. Here's a takeaway by Knowledge all the way to the rank. The younger Amos, he stripped of it, though, by Lance Burchett. Regathers it, does Amos. His shot no good. Co-leads comes up with the rebound. Co puts on the brake, sets his teammates form up here. Now going to run the half-court offense. Nate with it at the elbow. Kicks to brother Nolan. Nolan at left wing. 2.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Coach Edwards comes up, calls in the set play here. Lance starts to execute. Gives to Nolan at left wing. Nolan uses the screen, gives back to Nate on the pick and roll. Shot in, but no good. It rolls back out. Hayden Adams on an aggressive rebound. Jump ball called. I thought Hayden had clear possession.
I did too right there.
Well, he did a quick whistle, really, on the alternate possession guys. Hayden Adams battling like nobody else underneath.
Absolutely fighting for his basketball life in this elimination contest. 9-7. Knowledge with the two-point lead. 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Deep three-pointer, top of the key. Count it. Sylvanius Cole drains his second triple of the quarter. Incorrect on that statement. Cole with a nice shot and another jump ball called. Hayden Adams is going to get Clay County in possession this time.
I think we actually tied it up that time. You know, I thought that version, when they never got possession with us.
Yeah, it was Jameson Amos that knocked down the other three for the Tigers. But you're right, shooting it well from the outside is Clay County, trying to make them do so at this point in the zone.
I'm sure the scouting report probably says let them shoot the three. Nate Adams, 8-foot jumper, off the mark, goes out of bounds. Fortunately, off of a knowledge player, the Tigers playing tough here, Doug. They have a 5-point lead, 12-7, minute 40 left in the first.
Yeah, they played well early.
Nolan Adams to inbound from the baseline, off to our left. Dogs work at the hoop to our left as we sit atop the visiting bleachers here. Joseph Jim Cole leads on the inbound play, 18-foot baseline jumper.
That was a nice start right there. Good shot by Cole.
Cole just is really developed into what I'll call just a pure shooter. Has a nice stroke this year. Take away Nate Adams with it. He got in the passing lane, passes ahead to Lance. Lance going to be fouled hard from behind. And I was looking down at the camera, kind of missed the action, but that was a rough one.
Yeah, well, it looked like it got more tangled up. They did. It turned out ugly.
Yeah, okay. Their legs got tangled up, and they kind of collapsed down on top of each other. Thank you. Taking the brunt of the collision.
I think you saw him slide his elbow on the floor. Maybe you heard a carpet burn, may have wood burn from that one.
Yeah, maybe a little strawberry there.
Yeah. Nate Adams, three-pointer on the inbound play. Misses to the left, hit the side of the rim. A good look at it, just couldn't get it to go. Minute 10 left in this first quarter. Back to a single possession game. Knowledge, though, with a 3-point lead, 12-9. Tigers with the basketball. Jumper from the elbows, no good from Campbell. Rebound Hayden Adams. Adams starting to establish himself as a rebounding power here in this one, his third already. On the season, Hayden averaging 3.7 rebounds a contest, and we need him working hard on the boards in this one. 45 seconds left in this opening frame. Nolan Adams with it. Drives to the free throw line. Jump shot. Falls short of the mark. Rebound. Big Mackey Jones, the senior reserve, hands off to a teammate. Now the Tigers with 30 seconds on the clock. They don't want to wait for the buzzer. They go ahead and score right there. Number 10 on the score, junior Travis Campbell. So multiple scores for the Tigers, not coming just from one guy. Several guys on the board for them as we tick down to 12 seconds left in this first quarter.
Yeah, in the last few possessions for Clay County, the defensive pressures kind of sped them up. Let's see what Lance can do here.
Lance Burchett, jumper's good. Nice shot by Lance as the first quarter ends, 14-11. Clay County does trail by three here at home to Knowledge Academies in the Region 4A quarterfinal after one.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals here in Salina, Tennessee, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition with live video provided by the Bank of Salina. Clay County trails Knowledge Academies 14-11. Headed into the second quarter, and here's your dog scoring show, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County being led by Lance Burchett with 5 points. Then you have Nate Adams, Cole Leeds, and Nolan Adams all with two. Jameson Amos with five, and Sylvanius Cole with five. For the Tigers, Travis Campbell, Mikey Jones, both with a bucket. This dog story summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Nice job by Warner Melton down there working hard. Did not come down with a rebound, but was able to get the possession for Clay County on the floor for the Dogs starting this second quarter. Lance Burgett, Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, and co-leads. 14-11 the score, as Thomas just got done saying, Doug. Thoughts on the first quarter?
Well, just got some good opportunities. We didn't make shots. We just got to make shots.
Nate making that one. 8-foot jumper from the lane.
And one adjustment Coach Ayers already made. He's brought five guards in. And they've got a big having to guard one of our guards. And right now he's trying to guard Nate. That ain't going to work.
Oh, no. No, not a good matchup for Mikey Jones there. And it's Campbell. His jump shot good. May not have to worry about that matchup if the Tigers continue to score the way they're scoring. Long pass ahead. Nolan to Cole. Cole gets it. Kicks out to Warner. Three ball up and away. No good. Rebound Nate. Nate with it on the baseline. Dribbles. Nice pass to Warner. Warner shot blocked though by Campbell. Campbell quickly works back to his right into the Tiger front court. Sets up shot to work against Nolan. 6:40 mark of this second quarter. 16-13. Knowledge Academy's I guess is led. No, it was up 1-0, and then they came back 2-1. I think they've led since then.
Yeah, you're all over it, Daniel. Largest lead of the game was 5 right before the end of the first quarter as Lance Burchett hit that buzzer beater to cut it to 3. But the Tigers have pretty much been in control.
Well, they're playing clean, shooting good, and we see them hit another one. Sylvanius Cole, just a high percentage shot there from the elbow.
Well, kind of turning her back on that zone a little bit. You still got to watch for those cutters, and we're not doing that right there, and they're getting in those gaps on us.
Nolan to the hole. Nice move. Left-handed finish there by Nolan. And, Nolan, we've said it for a couple years now, but can get to the rim as good as anybody.
Yeah.
Tigers with it. 3 points the lead, 18-15. Scoring starting to pick up for both teams in this one. Methodical possession here by the Tigers and a travel called. So here's a chance, Thomas, for Clay County to cut it back to 1, maybe tied up, depending on shot selection.
Yeah, and I think Doug's all over it. You know, it's about the fact that the Tigers are knocking down the good shots they're getting. Clay County getting good looks, just haven't been able to put the ball in the hole. And Coach Evers sticking with the game plan, staying in the zone, going to make Knowledge beat you from the outside if they're going to.
Yeah. Challenge them to shoot that well the entire game. Cole Eads fires on the 3, left wing no good. Rebound Tigers. 5:20 mark of the second, 18-15, Knowledge in front. Tigers getting away with the travel. Campbell in lane. 8-foot jumper short. Rebound Nate Adams. That way pass to Nolan. Can he gather it in? He does so. Has to throw it back, though, to a Tiger. The pace just a little too fast that time. And now a travel against the Tigers. So Clay County going to take back over. A timeout taken. We'll go ahead and make sure we talk about our presenting sponsors here in this contest. I know Bank of Salina providing the video feed for this contest. Very appreciative of them and our season-long presenting sponsor, Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Yeah, and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, they encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say parents should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let your children know you care, and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. In order to do so, the parents can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We thank the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for being with us all season long, Daniel.
We certainly do. Nolan Adams firing a 3 right side. No good. Rebounded by Knowledge. Mm-hmm. Knowledge doing a good job on the boards. Limiting Clay County to, most of the time, one shot per possession. Another travel. So some of these infractions starting to catch up with Knowledge a little. The second travel infraction, last couple possessions.
Yeah, that zone's starting to bother them a little bit on that. They're making some shots out of it, but they're turning the ball over. Out of it.
Halfway through this second quarter, 18-15, Knowledge in front. Burchett to the hoop, a foul call. Will it be on the floor? Yes, they say it was. Foul call against Ayub Abdi. Abdi, a freshman. Also Marcus Amos, both freshmen. So let you know the caliber of players they are to be starting. His freshman is Nolan Adams. Again, we talked about his prowess at getting to the hoop. Baseline drive there.
Well, that little set play is actually getting Nate that in the corner, and he just read him over, playing just a little spin move and laid it up. Nice play.
Within one, 18-17. Clay still trailing. Knowledge trying to build on this one-point lead. Campbell with it, left wing extended. Swings it back into the corner. Now they enter the post with it. And a turnover nearly, but a three-pointer attempt instead by Knowledge. Rebound by the Tigers. Put back after the rebound, no good. And now a rebound by Hayden Adams.
Nice defensive play by Hayden. I think he got a piece of that and then got the ball.
Nolan wanting to play fast all the way to the wing into the hoop. Lost the handle, regather, kicks it to Lance. Just good ball control, really, by Nolan. There's Lance Burchett, drains a deep one left side. About 5 feet back, Doug, and Lance, just a clean shot there.
It was good and smooth, and that's what you want to see from one to drop. Maybe he'll get a little rhythm now.
First and biggest lead, well, not the first, but second lead of the night for the Dogs. Their biggest 2 points now, 20-18.
Yeah, on a quick 7-0 run, and with that Lance Burchett three to claim their first lead.
Nate Adams. Nate Adams to left block. He's fouled. He'll go to the line.
Starting to get a little pace on this bunch right now. We're getting up the floor on them pretty good.
Mikey Jones coming back to the scores table. Two bigs fixing to come in for Knowledge. We also see Jaston Lado, another senior, down there to check in. So going to have a two-post presence for the Tigers. Maybe something that can expose us on one end, like you always talking about, Doug. At one end, it maybe hurts you. On the other end, it's sometimes an advantage to you, though.
Yeah, well, one of those bees got to guard one of our guards.
Yeah.
So they can't guard one of our guards.
Nate misses the first. Second one's away. Good. 3 points to the lead, 21-18. 3 minutes left in this second quarter. Region 4A quarterfinal elimination basketball. Three other quarterfinals going on in Region 4. This afternoon is a deep three balls, no good from the Tigers. Rebound Lance Burchett. Lance quick, outlet pass ahead to Nolan. Nolan in right wing. He drives to the block, gets to the hoop. Shot blocked, though. Gathered in by the Tigers. A jump ball going to be called. Nice job by Hayden tying up the Tiger. Those other quarterfinals, Pickett County hosting Merle High. Gordonsville traveling to East Rob. And Joe Burns hosting Clark Range. That's a pretty long road trip right there.
Yeah, boy. That's a
one extreme to the other as far as the districts go. Inbound play for Nate. No good. The four-footer in the lane. Now Hayden going to go to the line to shoot two as he was fouled. Nice job by Hayden with the rebound. First free throws of the game coming for Hayden Thomas, I believe.
Yeah, and a chance to get on the board for the first time, but he has been on the boards all night
long,
guys.
Yeah, he's been working hard in there.
Just really doing a great job for Clay County.
Banks in the free throw. I'm sure Coach Edwards probably, you know, that's always the challenge to Hayden. Hey, go get some rebounds for us. But definitely tonight, and as a senior, you know, you're giving a little more every time you take the floor in an elimination game. Misses the second free throw. Rebound, Mikey Jones. Clay County up by four, 22-18. New biggest lead of the contest for the Dogs. 2:25 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County has lost the last two seasons in this quarterfinal round. Knowledge beat us 2 years ago last year, made the trip to Joe Burns, and were eliminated.
Clay County's extended their scoring streak to 9-0 at this point, guys.
Another empty possession for the Tigers. Clay County looking to go up three possessions here on this trip down the court. A methodical possession this time to inside to Nate at the high post. There it is.
Well, Nate kind of went into that zone right there, too. We go to that high post with Nate in there, and we're real patient. If you can get into that center of that, a lot of things happen.
And he's the guy you want sitting there at the high post. Yeah. He can distribute from there or turn around and hit that jumper all day long. Jump shot no good for Knowledge. So the first quarter shooting for the Tigers starting to go away here late in the second quarter. And that was the challenge. And you talked about it, Thomas. Stay true to the game plan. Yes, You're trailing early, but can they continue to play at this level the entirety of the contest?
Yeah, and you're right. And you know, Clay County's really active out of that zone, too, putting some pressure on the outside, closing out on shooters, and it's starting to pay off.
Well, I think one of the adjustments they had to make, this athletic team, and we wouldn't play like this athletic team earlier. Now we are, so.
Clay County with the inbound here. Minute 20 left in this second quarter. Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show coming up after this. Lance Burch's shot, no good from left block. Goes out of bounds off of Lancer, Hayden one. Knowledge basketball. Coach Edwards up talking to his guys here. Clay County 18-7 on the season. Two losses to Jackson County. Three losses to Piggott County. A loss to Livingston and a loss to Gordonsville. The seven losses, so only four teams have beaten Clay County. Lance Burchett, another second quarter three-pointer. That felt good.
Well, that started with a good defensive play by Cole on the other end, and Lance got it and just walked into a good three-point shot.
27-18 now. Clay County in front by nine. Another takeaway. Good defense continues. Lance comes up with a loose ball steal, and he's fouled by freshman Marcus Amos. 38.3 seconds left here. That is the fourth. No, the fifth. Fifth team foul. Going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Of course, Clay County girls last night winning by 50 over Joe Burns, 70-20. They advance on to Monday night's region semifinal against East Robertson, a rematch from last year. Of course, Clay County beat East Robertson girls action over at the Indians' home, Lady Indians' home last year. Hopefully we can replicate that on Monday night. 30 seconds left here. Lance good on both of those free throws. Gives Clay County an 11-point lead, 29-18. Feeling a lot better towards the end of this quarter than it did at the start. Clay County trailed to start the quarter. Going to have a healthy lead as the quarter ends. Hayden Adams, another rebound.
Yeah, he's had a heck of a half on the boards.
15 seconds left in this second quarter. Lance Burchett slowly across the timeline. Works against Cole, Sylvanius Cole, I believe that is. Lance wants to drive. Cole knocks it free. Lance regathers. 1 second on the clock. Desperation shot at the buzzer. Falls short. First half ends. A good second quarter by the black, purple, and gold. Give head coach Rob Edwards and his team an 11-point lead at the break over Knowledge Academy's 29-18 here in the Region 4A quarterfinal.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes.
your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals here. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County leading Knowledge Academies 29-18. They're up 11 here at the break. Early on, as we get into the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Early on, Knowledge claimed the lead and held it. Throughout the entire first quarter, they led by 3, 14-11 at the end of the first, and by as many as 5 early in the second quarter before Clay County went on a 16-0 run to close out the first half and take this 11-point lead. Defensively started shutting down the Tigers and started making shots as Lance Burchett knocked down 2 threes in that second quarter. He's got a Baker's dozen at halftime with 13 to lead the Dogs. Nate Adams has 7, Cole Leeds 2, Nolan Adams 6, and Hayden Adams 1 for Clay County. For Knowledge Academies, Jamison Amos leads, I'm sorry, he does not. He's got 5. Travis Campbell has 4. Sylvanius Cole leads the Tigers with 7 points at halftime, and Mikey Jones 2. Clay County outscored Knowledge Academies 18-4 in the second quarter to take this 11-point lead here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Again, stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and the second half of this Boys Region 4A quarterfinal being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition with live video provided by the Bank of Salina. Also, the Subway Trivia Challenge, everybody's favorite, coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Region 4A quarterfinal action. Clay County having that good second quarter, now enjoying an 11-point lead, 29-18 over Knowledge Academies. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at this line of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. In 2006, Rob Edwards and his 24-6 Bulldogs entered region quarterfinal play as the district champs. In the first elimination round, they met the Gordonsville Tigers and proceeded to end the Big Blue season 57-33. The team then kept the momentum going into Edwards' first region championship and first state tournament appearance. In that instrumental region quarter win over Gordonsville, what player went 5 of 9 from 3, finishing with 17 points and added 6 assists for good measure? We'll read that one more time. In 2006, Rob Edwards and his 24-6 Dogs entered region quarterfinal play as the district champs. In the first elimination round, they met the Gordonsville Tigers and proceeded to end the Big Blue season 57-33. The team then kept the momentum going into Edwards' first region championship and first state tournament appearance. In that instrumental region quarter win over Gordonsville, what player went 5 of 9 from 3, finishing with 17 points and added 6 assists for good measure? If you have not sent in your response yet, no need to do so. Sam Daniels is all over it. This is one of those I knew it would be gotten quick. Some of them are just a race to the finish, and it is Sailor Walden. Congratulations to Sam Daniels. Another listener came in right behind Sam and also, I think, knew it there. But Sam was the first. He'll be receiving another free sub-certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day. And on 9 p.m., Meat Fresh and Refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Segler, of course, the father of Clay County Lady Bulldog Junior, Baylor Walden. She hit 2 three-pointers last night in her region quarterfinal win herself. Co-leads with the first bucket of the third quarter. Teams have switched ends of the court. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our right. And Knowledge, the hoop to our left during this third quarter. So after a long drought for loyal listener Sam Daniels, he's got a couple wins here in recent games.
Yeah, a lot of other guesses, Sailor Walden being guessed by a lot of people. John Godwin, I think, was guessed by a couple more. And, you know, we didn't have time because Sam got it so quickly, but a lot of guesses on the hotline still.
Of course, Sailor, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, one of the few from the 21st century in boys basketball. I think there's only 3 male athletes from the 21st century in the hall. I believe Chase Stevens, Sailor Walden, and Trent Bowles, perhaps the only 3. As time rolls on, I'm sure more will be added, though. Always a good thing each year. And fans, we listening there, if you know somebody that's not in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, if you'd like to make a nomination, that's open year-round. We frequently talk about it around November, December, just because – at the turn of the year, we always have a new class. However, that's open year-round. If you want to submit a name, I had a nomination given to me just the other day. Just get a hold of Amir Thomas. There's an application online at claycosportshof.com. Or just Google Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, and you'll be able to find all that information. Here we go. So a bucket for Clay so far. The only points here of this third quarter, Campbell. With an athletic move at the hoop, he misses his shot. Mikey Jones' rebound putback no good. Another rebound by Mikey Jones. Offensive foul going to be called as he barreled over Hayden Adams, Doug.
Just a great play by Hayden to take that charge, set up and took it in the chest. Good start to the half for Clay County. They've limited him to one shot other than that possession right there. and that he can get a second shot.
And it's had a lot to do with Hayden in this ball game, guys. I'm sure we talked about that discrepancy in the rebounding against Pickett County. I'm sure Hayden Adams was challenged to try to fix that, and he's done it tonight.
Well,
Hayden
does the stuff that don't show up a lot. He's that dirty work guy, gets in there, works hard, plays good defense and rebounds. And that don't show up a lot on your stat sheet.
It don't, and a ton of it, you know, especially when there's a true post, he works so hard at denying them access to the ball, it may not show up. It may not even show up as a rebound. It's just him denying access to that high-percentage shot. Lance Burchett, full head of steam, misses the layup, regather by Cole Eads. His shot no good, but he's fouled. Cole going to go over the line. Eads on the season, 61.4% free throw shooter. Cole averaging 10.2 points per contest. Burchett, 12.9. Nolan, 12.6. Nate, 16.7. And then you take Warner and Hayden, combine Hayden's 3.7 with Warner's 5.7. They're right at double figures together. So just pretty good averages across the board. And stress again, this Clay County team, 18-7. We've just been spoiled by such strong teams around here that I think folks maybe overlooked the strength of this unit this year. 30-second timeout taken. We'll just stay on air here, Doug. 5:24 mark of the third quarter, 35-18. But everything's still in front of Rob Edwards and this basketball team. Anything they want to accomplish still here. And honestly, at this point in time, it was to get past this round.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Elimination games, you got to just advance. You got to advance. And you look at that regular Clay County, two of those Jackson County, they're ranked in double A. They've won their district, probably going to win their region. Three of them is Pickett. So five is two of the top teams in the state. Livingston Academy, I mean, it's just.
Triple A team.
So it's solid. You hate to see losses, but you got quality losses.
Yeah, not a bad one there. Of course, the other one, the Gordonsville loss in the jungle, so a rival game at their home court, and Gordonsville is capable of doing some big stuff coming off that Final Four run last year in single-A basketball. Nate Adams with the rebound, pushes ahead to Hayden. Hayden on the baseline in a triple team, gets off the shot anyway and knocks it down. Turn around, fadeaway baseline jumper. Silky smooth by Hayden Adams, the senior. Playing as good as he's played all season, and that's what's got to happen in these elimination contests. Now a bucket from Knowledge. They're coming from number 11, Ayub Abdi. Abdi not with many points in this one, but had a good stroke on that shot. Maggie Jones pulling down a rebound off the miss. Lance Burchett three-pointer. Lance says, I'll take that back. As he gets the steal on the other end, passes ahead to Cole Eads. Cole right side, spins in the lane, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound Tigers.
Abdi's bucket stopped Clay County's run, dating back to that second quarter at 24-0. Guys, they ripped off 24 unanswered points to claim this lead. They're up by 17 at this point,
37-20. 37-20, and I have failed to say that score this quarter. It is stretched on out for all sure. Clay County looking to build on that 17-point lead as they get a rebound off that missed Tiger shot. Nate going to drop baseline. He's going to be fouled there. Nate a little frustrated at the contact that he took. Nate at the line to shoot two.
Well, Clay County's done a really good job this quarter. Like I said, limited them. They're getting one opportunity. We're getting it, and we're scoring and getting some second looks on our end.
Nate hitting that first free throw, 38-20. So plenty of time left in this one, 3:53 mark of the third. But if this trend continues, this Clay County lead going to just continue to grow.
Yeah. Well, we're playing good solid right now. We're taking care of the ball. Like I said, rebounding well, and we're making shots. That's always a plus.
Tigers win the ball. Stop and pop three-pointer, top of the key from Campbell, does not go. So the Tigers opened up with Nolan Adams through the hoop. Basket's good, takes the foul, goes to the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play. Knowledge came out and doing what they needed to. They had the lead in that first quarter. We were able to close it down. I think it was a one-point game at the end of the first. But things were not looking too great during the first 8 minutes, and finally the shooting faded out a little for the Tigers, and Clay County started picking up the pace.
Yeah, like I said, early we'd get good looks when making them. They were making theirs. They kind of went away. Then we got to making shots, and we're still making shots.
Adams again to the hoop, loses the handle, gathered in by the Tigers, 42-20. That three-point play was completed, or no, Thomas, was completed by Nolan. Campbell with another bucket. Campbell likely the leader for the Tigers in scoring. Puts it back to a 20-point game, 42-22. Clay County essentially has the Tigers doubled up here in the tally, and will do so with that bucket by Nate Adams. Another zone buster there in the heart of the 2-3 zone.
That's a little set play. Rob runs like a little flare and comes into that middle, and we run that to perfection pretty well right there.
Three-pointer no good by Knowledge. Rebound Warner Melton. Warner hands off to Nate. On the floor with Warner and Nate, we see Hayden Nolan and Cole. Takeaway by Sylvanius Cole. Warner Melton comes up with it, slides on his rump, hands it to Nolan. We reset here. 2:15 left in this third quarter, 44-22. Clay County looking like they're going to be advancing to Tuesday night's semifinals for the first time since 2022. Over a quarter left in this one, though. Minute 55 and ticking, third quarter action. Campbell, jump stop in the lane. Foul on the floor, reach around from Warner Melton from behind.
Yeah, probably wasn't a bad foul right there. Tried to knock it away and just got a little body on it.
Thomas, what you got? What's on your mind?
Oh, just trying to keep up with this scoring barrage of Clay County here of late. Again, the unanswered streak went to 24-0. As Clay County gained control of this one, and then it's been kind of back and forth as Knowledge Academy has scored four in this quarter.
Mikey Jones misses that three-point rebound. Hayden, he kicks the lance. Minute and a half left in this third quarter. Nate Adams, Allen Tomp, defended by Jamison Amos. He kicks now across to Cole. Cole back to Nate. Nate going to drive against Amos. The left block, puts on the brakes, loses the ball, regathers, and he's fouled on the shot. So Nate going to go to the line. Several free throw attempts by Nate in this contest already, multiple trips he's taken.
Well, we've done a great job of attacking tonight. Like I said, early we weren't getting much out of it, but we was getting the looks. Now we're getting a lot out of it.
Nate good on that first free throw. Yeah, looking at looking at scores from East Rob, Knowledge beat them 63-58 and 64-52. They also lost to East Rob 54-61. So all three games with East Rob were tight. For Knowledge, they won two of them. Clay County scores with East Rob. We won 49-24 in a low-scoring affair on the road at East Rob. Here at home, third game of the season, it was much higher scoring, but a close game, 68-61. So both the Clay Counties, one of them close, one of them not close. Don't really know how to read that. I guess the way I read it, Thomas, is that second game that we won by 25 came right after the Christmas break and we were playing better basketball than during that third game of the season.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, there's no doubt this Bulldog team is better than what it was at that point in the season, and they're showing that here tonight.
45 seconds left in this third quarter. Cole Leeds drives inside. Has it taken away by Tiger? It is Jamison Cole. He's to the rack and fouled from behind by Warner Melton, 46-22. The score. 39 and a half seconds left in this third quarter.
Amos is who's at the line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Amos.
What did I call it? Cole? Jamison Cole? Amos misses that first free throw off the right side. Winner of this one, going to take on the winner of Joe Burns Clark Range. Doug, Joe Burns 19-6 on the year, Clark Range 16-15. Be interesting to follow that game as it tips off at 7 o'clock later.
Yeah, that's a definitely it's a winnable game for Clark Range. They get playing well. They're a tough team. You'd probably favor Joe Burns at home, but Clark Range is very capable of winning that.
Jamison Amos missing both of those free throws. That's virtual rebound, and he gets the assist to sophomore Jake Copeland. Copeland adds it in from left block. as he's checked into the contest for the last half minute of the third quarter. Down to 20 seconds now. Three-pointer taking my knowledge, and he goes in.
And just kind of stuck on the rim, fell in, didn't he?
Sylvanius Cole with the three-pointer. 5 seconds left in this third quarter. Burchett defended by Campbell. Lance with it. Pulls the trigger. He's fouled. A hard foul, too. I don't believe a malicious one, but a pretty hard one. So we'll see Lance go to the line to shoot three free throws. The buzzer did sound. The shot attempt came prior to time expiring in this third quarter. So Lance hits the first. Appreciate our presenting video sponsor, Bank of Salina. Also our regular presenting sponsor, Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. But Bank of Salina stepping up and paying that TWSAA video fee for us tonight. Is Burchett hit all three of those?
Two out of three.
Missed the second. Hit the first and the third. Missed the second. We'll go to our third quarter break and be back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee for the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals, where Clay County leads Knowledge Academies 50-25. Headed into the fourth quarter, and here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Seniors Nate Adams and Lance Burchett, both with 15 apiece for the Dogs. Cole Leeds has 5, Nolan Adams 8, Hayden Adams 3, and Jake Copeland 2 for the Tigers of Knowledge Academies. A.U. Bobdi has 2, Jamison Amos 5, Travis Campbell 6, and Sylvanius Cole into double figures with 10. Mikey Jones also with a bucket. This dog scoring summary been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Back here live, Nolan Adams, Al Tom. We've been here live, back to the call. Thomas always does a good job with those quarter summaries. 7.5 minutes left, Doug, in this one. Clay County has doubled up the Tigers, 50-25.
Yeah, just good, solid play, starting about midway through the second quarter, all the way through to the third.
Three-pointer missed by Cole, rebound Nate Adams on the 4-4 Clay County. See those original 5 starters. Nate hands off to Lance. Lance at right wing. He drives inside. Tigers come up with the loose ball after it was knocked away from Lance. So provided that Clay County can go on, and here we are, bucket's good. And Campbell going to go to the line trying to complete the three-point play after he was fouled by Nolan Adams. I think provided Clay County's able to hang on to this lead, I think it's a good thing after seeing the athleticism of Knowledge. Maybe help us grow. Timeout has been taken here. 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Clay County up 50-27.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee for Region 4A Boys quarterfinal action, where Clay County leads Knowledge Academies 50-27. This broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, with live video being provided by the Bank of Salina. We thank them both for making this all happen here tonight, along with each and every one of our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, if you haven't done it, let them all know how much you appreciate their sponsorship, because without them, we're not on the air.
That's right. Campbell misses the free throw, does not get the three-point play the old-fashioned way. But his bucket did make it 50-27. 6:45 left in this one. Clay just needing to pretty much do anything other than hand it to Knowledge on each possession. Yeah. And they should be fine. 23-point lead here. Knowledge has created several turnovers with steals today. And as I was saying before break, seeing the physical, athletic nature of this Tiger team is a good thing for Clay County as Hayden Adams, a tough shot from right block, had to go over a Tiger to get it.
Yeah, just a nice play by Nate to get it to him, and just a great finish by Hayden right there.
Deep three, Sylvanius Cole right side. It's good. Cole with a good stroke on that one. He has multiple makes from distance today.
Yeah, three threes leads the Tigers with 13 points in the double figures is Cole.
Of course, Cole is senior on this squad. As we mentioned, we remembered him from 2 years ago. So a veteran player for head coach Chadwick Germany. I've not paid attention, foul called on Campbell. I've not paid attention. You guys do a better job of this than me. At next year's alignment, is Knowledge still in District 8 next year? Do either of you know?
That's a good question. I think so. I think you're talking about Gordons will be in there.
Gordons
Knowledge,
moves over.
East Robertson moves out.
Double A.
And basically Gordons will replace is the only change,
and,
I think.
And no, they'll
or
pick
up. They'll go there.
The new team in Springfield.
Oh,
okay.
Should
Innovation
be in
Academy.
Basketball too.
Innovation so. Academy, who will be in our
football,
region for
yeah.
football.
Yeah. I think they come in with all sports.
We'll play one ad here. Full timeout's been taken. 5:42 left in this contest. Dogs up 52-30.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Bank of Salina presenting this video feed today for this Region 4A quarterfinal contest, 5:30 left in the contest. Dogs up by 22. Starters still in for both sides. Honestly, we may say our starters the whole way. This Knowledge team has pretty good depth. Coach Germany has played several, and I just don't think we can go completely wholesale change. And it's big Mikey Jones showing that athleticism. Stole it on one end, laid it in the other. Got the attention of us here at the Twin Lakes broadcast table.
The big man can move, guys, and handle it coast to coast.
Like to have him in football. Make a good offensive lineman. Lance kicks over to Nate. Nate baseline drive, jump stop in the paint. Has it taken away? And there's the athleticism and the tenacious play of Knowledge coming up with a steal. Tenacious is a good word for Hayden Adams, though, and he steals it right back. Has it out top. Adams making a strong case for the TDS top performer in this one today. We've talked about Hayden Adams throughout this contest.
It did. Okay. I thought they did. So there'll be a region foe next year. We'll try to do Ken.
Clay Kenny on the inbound run down District 8 next year's look. You're muted, Doug, I think. Lance Burchett on the inside drive. He gets the bucket.
District 8 will be Gordonville, Innovation Academy, which is a new school there in Springfield, Joe Burns, Knowledge, Merle, Hyde, and Trousdale County.
Okay, so a bit of a new look for District 8, and what's District 7 going to look like?
Well, it's the same teams we've had. Take Gordonville out, add Jackson County.
One blue team for another one.
Yeah. So, solid. We lose a good team and get a good team.
Yeah.
So
maybe this year at least an even better team than Jackson.
Well, I mean, they're going to return all starters on a team that's got a good shot of being in the AA state tournament. So.
No doubt. Halfway through this fourth and final quarter, Clay County with a healthy lead, established it early in the second quarter and have grown it since that moment in time. 22 points the difference right now, 54-32. Nolan dribbling away from the freshman, Marcus Amos. Now a foul call against Amos. Other side of this region four bracket features Picatinny against Merle High. Obviously, the Bergstowners favored in that one. And then the number three seed Gordonsville Tigers and Coach Bibb make the trip to East Robertson. Nolan Adams on the inbound from the post. Shot's good, and he's fouled. Another good post play by Nolan as he goes to the line trying to complete the three-point play. Doug, I agree with you. I think you've got to favor the Gordonsville Tigers and their battle-tested 17-11 record against East Rob and their 5-22 record.
Oh, you would think so. And that'll be a – you know, it's always tough on the road, but now they're battle-tested. I think they'll be pretty good right there.
Yeah, Gordonsville similar to Clay in the fact that if you get to looking at the losses you know, probably not a bad one in there. And, of course, Gordonsville beat Pickett towards the end of the regular season. Nolan Adams lays it in again off right block. Nice assist from Lance Burchett coming down the court. 3:15 left in this one. 58-32. Foul called on the floor against Hayden Adams. So Clay County going to do something they've not done since the Final Four year of 2022, and that's go to the region semis. We're put out in 23 by these Knowledge Academy Tigers. Last year made the trip to Joe Burns, and were put out. 12-16 record last year overall, a disappointing season collectively for the squad, and those returners coming back from that year. Think had an extra grind, so to speak, wanted to put together a good campaign, and they have done so. Starters coming out for the last time in this one, Lance Burchett and Hayden Adams. Juju Villa. No, Warner Melton and Jake Copeland going in for that. Juju's still over on the bench. So on the floor here, we've got Nate Nolan Adams, Jake Copeland, Warner Melton, and Cole Eats. 3 minutes left in this one. Knowledge misfiring. Campbell's three-pointer bounces off the rim. And Clay County now with a slower pace comes up the court. .245 and ticking. 58-32. Nolan just creating separation with the dribble and then reversing out gives to Nate. Nate's six-foot jumper, no good. Maggie Jones the rebound. And then he loses the handle. Not sure what happened to him.
He just, I think he get ready to dribble, just dribbled off his foot.
Of course, we know he's a ball handler. Saw him go coast to coast, Thomas, on the steel layup a minute ago.
Yeah, very impressive athlete for his size, for sure.
Of course, another of those, we talked about Clay County seniors earlier, Hayden Adams and Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, playing what could be their last contest here on Rob Edwards Court, unless they come back home for a sub-state game. But got some seniors here for the Knowledge Academy Tigers as well who are playing in their last contest. Sylvanius Cole, Mikey Jones, Justin Lado, all three. Of course, Jones. Cole adds a bucket from right side. Jones's frustration there at the turnovers, what brought that to my mind, because, you know, you're sitting here as a senior, he's playing his last ball, and that is a frustrating thing to know your career is coming to an end here. Minute 52 left in this one, 58-34, 24 points to lead, knowing in a long inbound to Cole in the backcourt. And we continue to let this clock tick. Juju Villa and Caden Copeland coming to the scores table. Nolan working against Jameis and Amos. Amos, good length, good quick foot, and staying right with Nolan Adams. And once again, I said it before, that's a good test for us. We can't get that look from the second team in practice. You know, don't get that look always in District 7, to be honest. A little bit different flavor of basketball and a different flavor of athlete. So that's a good thing to see that. The only way that Nolan could get that really is if he cloned himself and guarded himself almost.
Yeah, there's no mistaking the athleticism on the floor tonight on both sides, really.
And their big guys are pretty athletic.
They
when
are.
You look at them go out there, you thought, those guys, we can probably take advantage. And we were taking advantage because there was a guard on them, but they handled the ball well. They're pretty solid.
1 minute left in this contest. All starters now out on the floor. We have Warner Melton, Juju Bella, Isaiah Burnett, Caden Copeland, and Jay Copeland for Clay County. Campbell with it for the Tigers. He gets a bucket left block. Ramsey Hayes coming to the scores table to check in. 40 seconds left in this one. Timeout for subs. Fletcher Strong also checking into the fray. Going to inbound here. Is Warner Melton and Jake Copeland come out? So Hayes, Strong, Burnett, Bella, and Copeland. Caden Copeland, that is. For Coach Edwards. 35 seconds left in this one. Strong with it. Baseline drive. Tries to kick to Burnett across court. And the pass wide of the mark.
Just a good look at the future right here at Clay County Basketball. Some good young players that's going to have to fill some roles next year.
Well, that's true, particularly Bill and Copeland, the sophomores. Copeland, of course, on the bench. Those two we know. They've seen sometime this year. But the freshman had a pretty healthy JV schedule, courtesy of assistant coach Andrew Metis and the good work he does with them. Fletcher Strong firing a three right side, wide of the mark, rebound Isaiah Burnett. Kicks out to Caden Copeland. Caden now going to pull the trigger. No good on his three attempt. Got his own rebound, though. Put back. No good through contact. And the buzzer sounds. 58-36, Region 4A quarterfinal. Clay County advancing for the first time since 2022 to the region semis. That'll be at Livingston Academy Tuesday night, 6 o'clock tip. Stay with us, though, for the Farm Bureau postgame show. We'll break this one down and talk about what's coming up next.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Slana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at slanahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Region 4A quarterfinals. Clay County's boys advance 19-7 on the season now. Knowledge Academy's season ends, 8-14 overall record, according to Coach T. 58-36, the final score in this one. We're going to get into what we call the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee.
Knowledge Academy's made the two-hour journey from Antioch, Tennessee, and played well. Off the bus, guys, they took a lead there on the first shot of the game that they made and maintained it throughout the first quarter. They were up 14-11 at the end of the first and then stretched it out to an 18-13 lead. But here come the Dogs. Closed out the first half on a 16-0 run to go up 11, 29-18, extended it to a 24-0 run in the second half, ballooned their lead into the 20s, and it just went from there as they maintained a big win. And this is not only big because of the scoreboard, but first time in a couple years they've gotten past this first round. This was the first step towards a larger goal for sure.
Oh, yeah, you know, elimination game, a little pressure on you to start with. We showed a little jittery to start with as far as their shots.
We did.
But then they settled in, done what they had to do. You know, of course, next round's elimination round too. So you got to come ready to play. You know, your first two rounds of regions elimination, then you're guaranteed another one when you get past that. So you got to take care of business.
And Clay County did that early, Daniel, again. And it started kind of on the defensive end, rebounded in with the senior Hayden Adams. I thought our seniors stepped up in this contest, including Hayden Adams. Lance Burchett with some early shots, and then Nate Adams played really well too. So that's what you want to see in an elimination contest.
Well, like we said, I think there is almost a guaranteed level of motivation for a senior in those games, something that motivates them more than they ever have been at any point prior in their career, and that's knowing this is my last game if we don't come out on top. And those three definitely responded.
Yeah, they did. Clay County played really well. Nolan Adams and company, Cole Leeds, knocked down some shots and got the win, survived and advanced here against a pretty solid Knowledge Academy's team, guys. We know going by the record, we was kind of unknown. We knew what they were capable of from what they did 2 years ago, Doug. But two in double figures here. Sylvanius Cole with 15, Travis Campbell with 10. We saw some really good athletes and some pretty darn good basketball players.
Yeah, and early in the game, that's what gave us the problem, that athletic of those guys. And, you know, we was limited. We were getting rebounds. And, you know, when that turns, when we did. But they had a good, solid athletic team, good team.
Also, Ayub Abdi with 2 points. And then Jameson Amos had 5. And Mikey Jones with 4. And besides athleticism, this is a good size team inside. Maybe one of the larger teams we've played, Daniel.
Well, that's true. I mean, short of McCrary down in Jackson County and Sykes at Gordonsville, you know, I'm having a hard time thinking of
Macon County with Gregory
a little bit. You know, just those three, short of that, biggest post players that we have played against. So not only got a matchup of athleticism, but the size for Hayden in there. I thought we responded well to both characteristics.
For Clay County, Jake Copeland ended up with 2 with a bucket. Hayden Adams, 5 points. Cole Leeds, 5 points. 3 in double figures. Nolan Adams with a cool dozen, 12. Nate Adams with 15 and led by Lance Burchett, who was kind of the only guy that could get anything to go from the perimeter tonight with 17, Doug. So, again, that's what you want to see.
Yeah, you seen her stepping up in tournament times, what you got to have. I mean, they got to be your guys, and they done it tonight.
Folks, that has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. The structural and insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermann Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. We'll roll right into the naming of the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. And we've talked a lot about seniors and had to go with senior. Hadn't went with him a lot this year in this regard. A good night to do it here because we saw why Hayden Adams is so important to this ball club and saw it early. We were talking about within the first couple minutes of game time, Clay County's only getting one chance on the offensive end. They're shooting and not getting another chance. And then it wasn't long before we saw Hayden Adams start pulling down those rebounds. I'm sure he was challenged by Coach Edwards to do that. Thomas, you mentioned the last contest against Pickett where we were doubled up by the Bobcats in that regard. Hayden made sure that didn't happen tonight. Worked real hard, played really good, like he always does, but I think maybe even at a higher level tonight.
Yeah, I agree. Ended up with 5 points, too. Knocked down his signature baseline jumper there once, and one for two at the free throw line, Doug. But we talked about it in the broadcast. It's not about the points when it comes to Hayden Adams. It's nice when he gives you a couple, but there's so much more, and most of the time there's no record of it.
Yeah, well, Andrew does a good keeping record on his end, but you don't see that on your typical stat stuff, what he does. And, you know, he changed the game again tonight. You know, early in, we wouldn't get, you know, Knowledge was getting the rebounds. They were getting all of them. Well, that changed when Hayden kind of took over the defensive and offensive end, getting those rebounds. So it's just a good night of hard work for Hayden.
And one thing you don't notice about Hayden Adams, too, is the hands he's got, not just rebounding. But you're talking about some laser passes that he gets from Nate Adams and Nolan Adams and Lance Burchett and others. And you see him always, Doug, he just gobbles them up. Not many turnovers when in transition when Hayden Adams is down there on the dump down.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff he gets, you just don't realize how tough they are to handle those, and he handles them like they're nothing, you know, so that's really good.
You know, always finds yourself, too, down there on the post. You guys know how it is. He's always involved in a battle defensively, just nonstop. He took his fifth charge of the season tonight, second on the team in that category. And, you know, that's where all those we always talk about unsung heroes, and you guys talk about things that don't show up on the stat sheet. Definitely that defensive presence battling in the post. So Hayden Adams just a huge part of this team and a starter all year. Clay County lucky to have him, and he is tonight's TDS top performer. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Both teams advancing on to the region semis. That's a great thing, something we've not had in a few years. Clay County's girls are going to be taking on the East Robertson Lady Indians Monday night at 6 o'clock tip. And the boys advance on now to Tuesday night, 6 o'clock tip, against the winner of Joe Burns and Clark Range. So that game should be, I don't know what time it is now, around about 45 minutes from tip-off perhaps.
Yeah, and I checked to see if any scores updated to see if somebody moved games, but it don't look like anybody moved any games. It looks like they're all going to be 7 o'clock tip, so.
Yeah, we were kind of, again, the feature early game tonight, and the rest of them 7 o'clock tip. Our friends over at the Upper Cumberland Reporter, I know, will have the Pickett County single-A matchup in 4A, along with probably a Cookeville game, Upperman, or some of those folks. But also our other friends with the Ranch.
104-1 the Ranch.
104-1, you can pick up the Gordonville East Rob game there. And East Robertson sometimes has a live stream coverage at East Robertson Athletics that you can search on Facebook. So a lot of coverage coming up of Upper Cumberland basketball streaming live on Facebook and through radio.
Hey, maybe WDB?
They
maybe.
Could. That's right. Our friend Gary with WDB, yes, I would say he would be because York boys are not playing anymore. They may be following Clark Range.
I hope so.
To Joe Burns. That's right. So what's that call letter? I can't remember.
103.9
WDEB for the Clark Range game, and then 104.1 the Ranch for the Gordonsville game, and I think they both have streaming services, so you can find that on their website. And then the Upper Cumberland Reporter will have the other game. So probably coverage of all three of these region tournament games that you guys will be able to find.
York is still in.
Oh, York's still playing. Okay.
They play Westmoreland tonight.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, the good news, Monday, we'll be over there in a couple of girls' action, 5:45, H&H, Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show will come live. Also going to be doing the same thing on Tuesday over at Livingston Academy. Hopefully, it'll be the first on Monday of four trips over there this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That'd be great.
It would be. One more shout-out to the Bank of Salina tonight for providing video coverage. And, of course, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, our presenting sponsor for this season. Each and every one of our sponsors has been with us, Daniel, for a long, long time now. You always tell me how many broadcasts and how many years, but anyway, it's been a while.
It's been a while. This is year 8 and way over 100. We're just loving it. Going to keep rolling, hopefully, for a long time to come. For Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.